Buongiorno, and thank you for calling Pachugo Gelato Cafe and Alba Gelato. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For employee directory, press 1 and follow the instruction.
Please press the first three letters of the person's first name. For queue, press 7. You may dial the extension at any time.
Ugo Ginatta.
1-1-0.
Vincent Genara.
1-1. Please hold on while I try that extension.
Good morning, this is Ugo.
Hey, Ugo, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm alive. What about you?
I'm right around the same, then.
Well, you're a kid, so, you know. Statistics is favorable to you.
Exactly.
So, what are your questions?
So, first off, I got all the information here that you sent over. As far as the applications go, I noticed on yours that you... You didn't list your social security there, and then
you can get it from the tax return.
I was gonna say I can get it from that, but then on your son, there was nothing filled out other than the signature there. So
it's the following sheet. You want me to fill it? I just put the name of the company, and it follows mine because there is the space for only one signature there.
Correct. I was going to say both of you need to just have that filled out there. I know it's probably I wouldn't say tedious, but it's something that we're going to need as far as yeah, exactly.
I didn't know. I didn't see a Social Security space, to tell you the truth. Current
trying to
next to the signature. Yeah, but do you want me to do it because? Yeah, I can fax it to you. I'd rather fax this kind of...
If you can fax it, that's fine there.
Let me fill all of them properly and refax them to you.
Perfect. So I got that knocked out. And then as far as the company that we're trying to do the loan through, it's the Pachugo Holdings LLC, correct?
Yeah, or you can do Pachugo Supply, which is the manufacturer.
Okay, do you own the Pachugo Supply as well? That's all under...
They're all under Pachugo Holdings. Pachugo Holdings owns 100% of all the operative companies.
Perfect. And is it all under the same federal tax ID, or do you have different tax IDs for... It's all under the same?
Well, no. We have different tax IDs, but the tax return is Pachugo Holding LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to send you the tax IDs of each one? I have a little... I can do it right in a way. I can do it now. So you have a little graph that shows you who's...
We have... I received that. As far as that...
graph?
Yeah, you sent me... It was two charts here. Let me pull the ownership structures.
Yeah, go to the Word... where it says list of Pachugo entities.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you have Pachugo Holdings, Ad Astra Holdings.
Each one of them has his own EIN. You see?
I see. Okay. Perfect. So we got that located. All right. So the loan that we're doing this for is under Pachugo Holdings LLC. We got you and Vincent as the two top names. And then the thing that I'm trying to find... is the, hold on one second, I got your Dropbox here, so the Pachugo Holdings LLC, here we go, here, where are the bank statements for the Pachugo Holdings 6 months? I see the authentic gelato.
Does not have a bank account. It's a holding. You see authentic gelato, Pachugo Supply, Pachugo Franchising, and the payroll.
I see. So all of these
are the operative companies.
Okay.
The ones that have a bank account.
Okay. Let me put together some information here. I'm going to work pretty closely here with my underwriters because I think we might be able to open up a good amount of capital there. I know you said you were thinking about the 250. Did you have a specific number you wanted me to shoot for?
That one.
You want me to shoot for the 250? Yeah. Okay.
And don't forget that don't take cabbage as a benchmark, because I'm closing it pretty soon because it's too expensive for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that this is an unsecured loan and blah, 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 but it has to make sense as an APR.
Of course.
I don't expect to pay cheap, because I understand that the nature of, but I cannot pay exorbitant, because then it doesn't make sense for me.
Of course. I'd rather
wait. So you can call me anytime, Tyler. Tyler is a very Texan name. Where are you from?
I'm actually from Seattle.
Wow, nothing to do with Texas. Exactly. we have one of our best-selling flavors. I sent you a picture of a Whole Foods store to show you how the current pines look, because in one of the flyers I sent you, those were the old packaging. So if you rummage through the material I send you, you see a picture of a Whole Foods store freezer.
Yeah.
You see the Pachugo pines. Well, the top-selling flavor is called Texas Pecan and Sea Salt Caramel.
I'm seeing that right on the right side of the shelf.
And we have, I think we want to change the name to Toasted Pecans. Because, you know, like your name, Seattle, for instance, I don't know if they are so enthusiastic about Texas. Sometimes Texas comes across in a strange way, and people from California or Seattle or God knows what, they're not particularly fond of Texas.
I see.
Therefore, we might change the name instead of Texan Pecan, Toasted Pecan and Sea Salt Caramel.
That might be a good move there.
Yeah, we don't want to build up unnecessary barriers.
Of course.
Texas, I don't want Texas. In fact, we were at a food show in Oklahoma, and we were serving this flavors, and a guy said, but we have pecans in Oklahoma too, you know.
Being a little specific on the Texas there,
well,
I guess that's true.
I happen to be from Texas, I'm sorry. Okay, because Tyler is a fairly used name. That is also
it is pretty common.
A nice, wealthy oil city, which is about 2 hours east from here, which is Tyler.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
So,
okay.
I'll look forward to your next call.
Yeah, I'm going to brainstorm just some few things here that I want to go over with my underwriters, and then I'll hopefully get back to you here within the hour, and we'll go from there, okay?
Thanks, Tyler. Talk to you later.
I appreciate it. We'll be in touch. Bye.